Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Ravens back at practice in about an hour. Getting ready for the New York Jets coming to town. First Ravens home game in a minute. Three straight road games. All wins. By the way, now they come in 500 for the first time since week two. Haven't been over 500 since the end of the 2024 season, but have a chance to get over that hump against New York as 13.5-point favorites. But the Ravens' defense has shown a pulse. It's been revived. It's been more effective. They're getting quarterback hits. They're forcing turnovers. And one of the guys that's been a key contributor to that has been Travis Jones. Right, John Harbaugh?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of notching it up. I think it's almost a little bit of it's kind of like confidence. You know, I think with Travis, he's such a humble, hardworking guy, and sometimes you just want to stay home. It's like, hey, man. I did have him like last year. I had him in the weight room. I just kind of ran into him and we were trying to talk. And I said, come over here. We looked at in the mirror. And I'm standing there. You know, he's standing there and I'm standing there. And we're looking at each other in the mirror, you know, and I go, look at yourself. Look how great you look, you know. You know, oh my gosh, you're gonna kill people. You're going to dominate, you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he knows that. You know, he works so hard, but a little bit of a belief in yourself goes a long way, and I think he's starting to really feel it, you know, that he can take over games a little bit.
He definitely can. He's shown it. I mean, I think it's been, what, the last 3 weeks? Yeah, ever since they've been kind of on this winning streak here, that he's been dominant up front, and he plays a lot. You know, he's playing, let me see exactly what he's playing. Travis Jones playing 78% of the plays. So he's out on the field a lot, and he needs to be. And his pass rush has gotten better. And, I mean, Bob, he can stack at the point. He can punch. He can lock out. He can shed. He can find the football. He does all those things, and he's really working the club now, rushing the passer. And he's in the backfield a lot, you know, around the quarterbacks and stuff. And he will be this week, too, against the Jets. So his production and his acceleration to his performance, he's been a really pleasant surprise. And, you know, when we do the film defensively, you know, how hard we got on the O-line, we'll be doing the opposite with a lot of the defensive players, because we're seeing, you know, the defense get better and the O-line is, you know, struggling.
We'll do defense coming up at around 12:45-ish. here on the Fan. But he's in the walk year of his deal.
Yeah, he's getting paid.
And the Ravens have already paid Nnamdi Madubuike. Yeah. They paid Broderick Washington a couple years ago, both now hurt. And who knows, again, with Madubuike and knock on for Micah, he can play again. Where's he fit in financially for them here?
I don't know. That's going to be interesting, Bob, because he's young, and he's only getting better. That's the thing. And that's why he's going to make money, because people are going to see a young guy that's getting better and a defensive tackle that can play the run and is showing more pass production. I don't know. For the Ravens, is it going to be right player, right price? Do they try to get something done early? If I'm the kid, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see what I'm worth.
Yeah, and if he can leverage up down the stretch here and into the postseason, certainly helps his cause. And, man, when he was at UConn, he played on a lot of bad teams and played in a lot of losing games. And he was playing, the vast majority of the snaps in games where they were losing 50-3 or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, and he was playing, 90% of the time. Yeah. Watching him on film, he flashed. Is what he did. But what you saw was he'd take some plays off because he was, like Bob said, he was playing all the time, but he was a talent.
Now, Chidobe Awuzie is a talent, and we've known that, Cincinnati, Dallas, but he's been banged up a lot. But he has played 8 of the 10 games, and he was a prominent point, and we'll talk about it with film study, of the Maryland, of the Ravens' win.
Maryland wish they had.
Yeah, hey, can you help us out? Yeah. Against the Browns, but old John Harbaugh recognized EDC's work this offseason there.
I think very important, Jeff. I told Eric on the plane last night, I think that might be his most underrated signing. It's just a really big, really been a big signing for us, and he's done great. And we knew he was a good player. We've seen him over the years. I'd say even better than advertised. He's played really good football, had a heck of a game.
Yeah, he played well, and he's playing very well right now, too. Not only the one pass, that everybody saw down there, at the end of the game, down in the goal line where he knocked that ball out. He had some other plays that he made, too, and he's just been a consistent, steady performer is what he's been.
And with the injury to Marlon.
Yep.
And the inexperience, I guess, in other areas of your defensive backfield. Bringing in a guy. Jair Alexander came in with all the hubbub.
Yep.
Then the, individual accolades. But it was Awuzie who turned out to be the guy.
Yeah. And what's funny, Bob, is because when training camp started and stuff, Awuzie was the starter. It wasn't Jair. Jair was second team. But Awuzie's been, he's been playing consistent, good football. And Bob, actually, with Marlon down, they've had Wiggins, and they have Awuzie, and then Martin's been playing that nickel spot and been playing it extremely well. So, Marlon can take his time to get right.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest, Woman Crush Wednesday. Kyle Hamilton, he's a Swiss Army knife, but a really awesome version of that. Right, John Harbaugh?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great, and you see it. It's been as much as you see. You see it when you watch the games for sure. And also we've run him back out too. He's gone deep. And they don't really know where he's going to show up. I think Zach and the guys on defense have done a great job with all of our players of moving around and having guys show up where they're not really expected to be a lot of times.
Bob, I would say this about Kyle Hamilton, and his game was awesome. And you know what? He was so close in that game to adding a pick six in there. And that would have been really something. But I was thinking about it earlier when I was watching film, and you see all the plays he makes and where he's coming from. Is there a guy on that defense that is kind of like Lamar on offense? You cannot lose him.
He kind of falls into that category.
The way he's playing right now.
They played without Madubuike since week 2. Roquan's missed a couple of games. But if you lose Hamilton again, not going for Micah, catastrophic blow to a much improved defense. And he's maybe the point man, Vinny, to all of this.
Yeah, 100%, Bob. Because, like you said, if you lost him, there's nobody that can play his spot, what he does, you know, because he's a phenomenal blitzer. He plays the run good. You know, I mean, he does it all. So, yeah, he's a guy that he's got to be there down the stretch because he's one of the biggest reasons why that defense is getting better and better.
It's funny. We go back to the day after the draft, 22.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty as anyone. They had just signed Marcus Williams. You had Chuck Clark. Or Deshaun Elliott. What, maybe both. It's a luxury pick. They need a pass rusher. And a wide receiver. Because they had traded Hollywood. That you turned into Linderbaum. Whew. That's why you pay the experts the money to make these decisions, for sure.
Yeah. And I think, Bob, what they did was...
He ran 4,000 seconds in the combine.
He ran 4.7 at Notre Dame. I think the thing what you got to do there is you got to trust your board on that one. Because I think he went, 14th to the Ravens? Yeah. And they had him in as a top five pick. So all those other guys, Bob, it's like, you know, Kyle is still sitting there... And I'm sure they're like, you know, it's like pick 11, or think he's still going to be there? Think he's going to be there? You know, and I'm sure they were ecstatic. Because I thought, wasn't that the same year that the D lineman from Georgia who went to Philly? That's who I thought they were going to take?
He was right before.
Right. He went 13. I was so happy he went right before.
We'll come back. How about we count some money and talk about the sports subject of the day, a little buy or sell midweek. Walt Williams, the Wizard, talk about Maryland tonight against Mount St. Mary's, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Buzz Williams, Turtles, coming off that big come. Well, they blew the lead, fell behind. They came back to win against Marquette. But Mount made the tournament last year. Donnie Lynn, you know, he's got to replace a lot of firepower, but so does Buzz. So we'll talk to Wiz about that. Vinny's film breakdown of that Ravens defense. Yeah, two rookie quarterbacks, but still, we're starting to see the Ravens trend in a positive direction in a big way defensively. NFL lunch, a couple of quarterback tidbits outside of Baltimore. Get in with that one. And then Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview week 12 of the NFL season, which starts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tomorrow.
After Vinny and Haney, it's Inside Access.
Ravens back on the practice field getting ready for the Jets. Will Marlon Humphrey be there? And how important could he be to this defense? And speaking of defenses, how good is that Jets defense? We'll tell you.
next on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
This is Andy Paladino of the Paladino Financial Group. Want to know what you can do to make sure you have enough money in retirement? Tune into my radio show, Your Financial Hour, every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m., and I'll explain steps you can take to help safeguard your income. It's every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9701.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Black Friday sale at Mattress Warehouse is on, and the numbers don't lie. Now save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide on top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and more. And the Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology breaks down how you sleep and pairs you with the right mattress. It's backed by their signature 100% comfort guarantee, plus 0% financing, free next-day delivery, and the one-year lowest price guarantee. Do what we did. Find the store nearest you right now at MattressWarehouse.com.
Timely message from Valvoline Instant Oil Change. If you have a Thanksgiving road trip planned or just braving Baltimore traffic to see the family, make sure your car's ready to roll with Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, stay in your car, and their friendly technicians take care of everything. With an oil change, they'll check your wipers, battery fluids, and even your tires. No appointment needed. No holiday stress. Just fast, easy, and done. For locations and coupons, visit BaltimoreOilChange.com. That's BaltimoreOilChange.com.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
FanDuel is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat line in all one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Rob to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and official sportsbook of 105.7 The Fan. 21 and over, present in Maryland. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week. New segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band, send a request. Pause for text line on McGraw. Waiting for you. 4-10-583-1057. That's how you join us on the phones. We'll talk about the Ravens Jets. We want to talk about the Orioles trade. We are here for you. Before we get into all of that, most importantly, let's count some dough by herself.
Yeah. Well, Bob, basically the market is kind of flat today. It's kind of on, they're waiting for NVIDIA's earnings.
What the hell is that?
It is the AI-driven rally that's pushed market. They're the largest chip developer.
Oh, that's where you made that money.
Yes. So
they're low, baby.
Their earnings come out after hours Wednesday. So that's going to determine a lot. Like, is AI overrated or underrated? We'll see. If their earnings are good, market should be up big tomorrow. But right now, the Dow's down 68. The S&P's up 10. NASDAQ's up 62. DraftKings is down 12 cents. And Under Armour's up a dime, 419.
All right, in the sports world, we'll start with the NFL. The Dolphins earlier this year looked like they were going to finish with one of the worst records in the league, and Mike McDaniel was a guarantee to be fired before the schedule was even over. Well, fast forward to week 11, they've actually won three of their last four, including a shocker over the Bills. At 4-7, they still aren't a threat in the AFC, but a quick glance at their upcoming schedule shows two very winnable matchups after they come off their bye, Saints and Jets. The final four after that, Steelers, Bengals, Buccaneers, and Patriots. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Dolphins will actually win enough to miss out on a top 10 draft pick that they desperately need.
I'll buy that. And it's crazy because, like, you figure when you fire a coach, maybe you get a bump. They fired a GM and they took off. You know, it's kind of crazy. So, and they may even win enough, Nolan, to save his job.
Oh, that might be the worst outcome. Stay in the NFL here. It appears, well, doesn't appear anymore. It's guaranteed. Michael Penix, he's done for the season, suffered that knee injury in Sunday's loss to the Panthers. Their fifth straight loss, bringing them to 3-7 on the season. So things are already done in Atlanta, but Kirk Cousins preparing to take over and lead that offense the rest of the way. In nine games this year, Penix, his stat line, roughly 1,900 yards with nine touchdowns, three interceptions, continuing to cast doubt over his chances of remaining a long-term starter at the next level. Meanwhile, Cousins, he'll get seven starts before the year is done. Buy or sell, Bob, he'll post better stats in those seven games than Penix did in nine games.
I'm selling it because he throws worm burners now.
Oh, man, yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
No, like, age is showing.
And I was telling Vinny, hour ago off the air, Nolan, saw on social media, because you can believe everything you see there, but it was kind of a funny line. Only Atlanta could give Kirk Cousins $180 mil, draft a quarterback in the first round, and still have a crappy quarterback situation, all within 14 months.
Plus, I think, isn't London still out?
It's strong, questionable, maybe doubtful, because he's dealing with a knee, too. And he's a beast, by the way.
Atlanta did not want Lamar Jackson either.
Because he gets hurt too much.
Yeah.
They weren't willing to give up the two first-rounders for him.
Yeah, let's draft a guy that's had a history of knee problems.
We'll stay in the NFL again. Ashton Jeanty, an abysmal stat line for him is when the Raiders lost to the Cowboys the other night. 7 yards on six carries, which is even crazier when you look at his longest run of the night. Was actually 11 yards, so I think that puts it in perspective. But coming out of college, he was expected to get more touches than any other running back in that class, be an instant star in the Vegas offense, but right now just 554 yards, an average of 3.7 per carry. Meanwhile, other rookies like Quinshon Judkins has more yards in one less game played, though Cleveland is making a strong impact or a strong effort to get him the ball. And don't sleep on Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt either, doing pretty good things as a rookie, just under 500 yards and far less carries than either Judkins or Jeanty. Buy or sell, Vinny, by the end of the year, Jeanty will be sitting behind two fellow rookies in rushing yards.
Oh, I'll definitely buy it. And maybe Hampton, too, if he gets back in here for the last seven games. Their offensive line is pitiful. They can't run the football. I mean, what, you said he carried it seven times? And they threw it like 30 sometimes. I mean, they were making comments on TV all the time. Well, they've thrown it 17 straight times. Might as well just keep throwing it because they can't run block. And Pete Carroll, why do you think they drafted Jeanty number 5? They want to run it, but they can't.
Terrible situation. We'll go over to baseball here. The World Baseball Classic is going to return this coming spring. Team USA putting together their roster. Already got a good solid core here. Aaron Judge is going to headline the group, but Cal Raleigh, he's in. Pete Crow Armstrong, Corbin Carroll, they've joined as well. Remember back in 2023 in the last World Baseball Classic, the Orioles, represented by a handful of players, but only Cedric Mullins on Team USA this time around. Wondering if they'll have another representative. Seems to me Gunnar Henderson would be a natural fit, and he's even expressed a desire to play if invited. However, pretty stiff competition at shortstop and the infield in general. The last trio of shortstops in 2023, actually surprised to read this, Trey Turner, Bobby Witt Jr., no surprises there, but Tim Anderson was still viewed highly enough to be a part of the
world. The batting championship.
Yeah, well, things change quickly. You can swap him out. I would imagine Corey Seager's in the mix, in the consideration as well. But buy or sell, Bob, Henderson will make the USA roster as a starter.
Starter, I'm selling it, but making the team, I think there's a strong probability, possibility. Put him at third base. It's the World Baseball Classic. It's not the World Series. I mean, it's got significance, USA, USA. But Bobby Witt's a Gold Glove winning shortstop or Gold Glove finalist level guy. Gunnar hasn't ascended to that level yet, even though he had a really good year in 25. I'd say yes, he'll make the team and do some super terrific things. But do the teams really like their players going off and disappearing for a couple of weeks during the middle of spring training?
Yeah, taking place in, the group play starts in early March. So that's going to run through when you get to the later rounds, and USA, of course, is going to make a run to the finals, I'd assume.
And especially with a new manager, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Coming off a last place finish, too. Like,
Henderson missed last spring training.
Yes.
Different reasons.
Didn't hit home runs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't make the rules.
We're the party poopers here.
I don't follow the rules either, for the most part.
Well, here's the good news.
Yes.
We're not spoiling this party. OAR, going to come to Merriweather Post Pavilion next July, and we want to send you there. We've been giving away tickets all week long. That continues right now. If you are caller number 7 at 410-583-1057, you will win today's pair of tickets to see OAR. Still got a shot tomorrow. Still got another shot Friday.
There you go. OAR. Don't be LATE. Get it here now. 410-583-1057. The Wizard, Walt Williams. Talk about Maryland Mount St. Mary's tonight. His impressions of the Terps 4 games into this season. And, watching that injury with Pharrell Payne. Looks like he's good to go, though. Maybe not tonight, but doesn't look like he's going to be out for the season. That was early speculation there. Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense. NFL Lunch, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. All in the 1 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hour. Longtime NBA and NFL standout. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the Wiz, Walt Williams. Walt, what's up, bud?
What's going on, my man?
A little of this, a little of that, Walt, to be totally honest with you. But, you know, you were pretty durable, reliable player, certainly through your Maryland years into the NBA. Pharrell Payne goes down in a heap at Marquette Saturday, but apparently he was up and running. Well, not running, but up. Moving around and looking like he was all good after that. What was the worst injury Walt Williams ever suffered as a basketball player?
I actually broke my leg when I was at Maryland. So my junior year, I missed about probably 17, 18 games. And I came back for the last 2 or 3 games. The games were insignificant, but I wanted to play so bad, man. So I had missed so much of the season. So I just came back for those 3 games just to get some work in, get some hoops in.
That was the Matt Rowe year. That was the year you guys weren't even allowed on television, right? Or the year before. Yeah.
No, that year.
Yeah. That was terrible. Yep. But Walt Williams bounced back. He improvised and adapted just like Maryland did. So they're up big against Marquette. Then they fall behind by almost double digits in the second half, and then Pharrell Payne goes down. And then Coit and Watts and everybody goes crazy in the second half. Saunders gave them some oomph on the boards. Okay, only 4 games in, but how surprised were you, Walt, that after blowing the lead and losing their best player, they had the wherewithal to come back and win that ball game?
Well, it's hard to get a read on this team right now. If you look at, the UNBC exhibition game, then you come back and you look at the Coppin State, and then you look at the Georgetown. I mean, it's just so many different elements that's taking place. So when they played Marquette, it looked like a little bit more like that Coppin State game where they were able to hit shots from the outside, whereas that was very different in other games. So they've been at one end of the spectrum to the other so far this season, and somehow they got to find their way in between there and find some consistency. You're going to have to expect a lot more from your perimeter guys. I mean, you talk about Rice, Coit, Mills. You want to see Watts get it going. Adams, he's a freshman, but hey, you're going to have to rely on him a lot more now. And Saunders, he's basically the only real inside player that has that experience. So, it's going to be kind of like a round robin in terms of what they can do interior-wise. So it's going to be difficult, but what they're going to have to do in order to see some success, man, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the team defense, pressuring guys, help side, being able to dig in there and double team aggressively, rotate quickly because they have perimeter guys, quick guys. So, the physicality is just going to have to go to another level. And like I said, offensively, they're going to have to make shots from the outside. They're going to have to be able to break defenses down and create that draw and kick environment and, pressure, like I said, pressure defensively and try to create some steals and transition opportunities.
Now, Walt, you played 4 years at Maryland, so you stayed the duration of your collegiate career. Of course, we all know the story. You could have left after Maryland got put on probation, but you stuck around. You were loyal. Gary Williams has said 1,000 times you're the most important player in Maryland basketball history because you stayed, kept them respectable, and then the recruiting classes started to flow in. But you played with a lot of guys for 4 years, like same teammates. Now it's just like revolving door. You need name tags. Hello, I'm Bill. I'm your new point guard. Hi, I'm Bob. I'm your new center. For a guy like Buzz Williams, as tenured as he is, how much harder is it for coaches at the collegiate landscape to, unless you're bringing in 50,000 5-stars like Duke does every year, to, get cohesiveness, get camaraderie, and get these guys to know each other before you even get into conference play?
Well, yeah, that's the challenge, you know. If you don't have a collective all-star team, if you will, that's what it takes to win consistently, being able to buy in, understanding collectively what you need to do out there on the offensive and defensive end. So that is the challenge, but it's the challenge arguably for everyone to be able to figure that out. It's just the landscape of what the college environment is right now, and so you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's basketball. So it's just about understanding where you need to be in order to be in a success, to help the team be successful. And then they have to learn that quickly. So it's not just about in practices, making baskets or things like that. It's also bringing that mental capacity so that you can understand where you're supposed to be, because you got to learn that quickly. And that's how you gain confidence in each other. When you are in that fire and things are happening, you can rely on that people are going to be where they're supposed to be. And so that's where they have to get to.
Hey, Walt, how tough's the Big Ten going to be? You got Purdue number one. Michigan State was awesome last night. Michigan's good. What do you think of the Big Ten?
Oh man, it's going to be a whirlwind, just like always. You know, especially at the top of the league, it's always a dogfight, you know, the middle of the class is going to be no difference as well. You know, it's going to be jockeying for position all season. So, the Big Ten is going to be a physical year, like always. It's a host of talent. I watched the Michigan State play the other night, man.
Last night, they
look very talented, man. Yeah. Yeah, they look very talented, and so it's going to be a tough league. And so, like I said earlier, the Terps going to have to be able to break defenses down, create that draw and kick environment, and guys are going to have to hit shots. And then on the other end, they're going to have to pressure these guards, not let them get into their offenses easy, and try to create havoc defensively and hopefully get into some transition and create easy opportunities that way as well.
He's the Wizard Walt Williams, Maryland legend, of course, played in the NBA for many years. Walt, real quick with the NBA, LeBron James came back last night with sciatica, and I've dealt with that, so I feel his pain almost literally, but had a double-double. And forget about the debate who's the GOAT. It's Michael Jordan. There is no debate. Let's be honest here. But you played with Hall of Famers and you played against them. When you watch LeBron at his advanced age, I mean, how impressive is he? He's got a lot of haters and detractors. But, I mean, you think the guy's a stiff. Come on. That's just he's a dude. For real.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, that dude deserves all his accolades that he gets. I mean, he's just been the cream of the crop for so long. You know, I've had sciatica as well, man. So I can tell you that is very painful to come back from. But, you know, it's impressive to see him still being impactful he is at the age he is, but not necessarily the age, but the years, the track record he's put on his body, and to be able to still perform at this high level. For me, I absolutely agree with you. Michael Jordan is the GOAT, but I can't hate on LeBron. When I look at his career in the beginning, before it even started, how they were all the accolades and the comparisons to the greats in the game. And for me, being in that pro environment already, understanding what it's about, I thought it was very premature. He hadn't played a minute of NBA basketball, and to receive those type of comparisons and accolades. And then when you look back in retrospect, you look over his career, and to me, at no point in his career do you say, oh, you know what, this guy was overrated at this point. I just find that to be remarkable, that he's lived up to those expectations on and off the court.
And then some.
Yeah.
And that was a big draft class. All of his comrades in that one, they're long gone. Some in the Hall of Fame, Wade and Carmelo, he's still kicking and playing on a good team.
23rd year.
Yeah, it's insanity. He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, always appreciate the time. We'll be listening tonight, Maryland, taking on Mount St. Mary's. If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Thanks, Walt.
Yes, sir. Same to you, brother.
There he is. The Wiz, Walt Williams. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense, their win against the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, they got two rookie quarterbacks, but, you know, the Ravens defense had something to do with it, I would think. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview week 12 of the NFL season with him. And then our heroes of the week, offense, defense, and rookie for week 11. That's coming up at 1:30. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Send your request, Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Earlier in the show, Vinny gave you his film breakdown of the Ravens offense against Cleveland, and you gave him a D.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Now let's get maybe to a higher grade, the Ravens D. Let's do it, film study.
Yeah, I like the development that the defense making. The biggest thing that I like is the fundamentals. I think fundamentally, they're very good fundamentally. Like if I was watching Mike Green play the run, you know, and he has to take on like the tight end that's pulling, you know, and he's down there low, putting his shoulder in there, keeping the outside arm free, you know, understanding. They're playing really good gap control defense, understanding. They had a couple mishaps, you know, during that game. I mean, there was one drive, Bob, where they, in the first quarter, they went 13-7, 12-19. Cleveland did running the football. They were close to being in the right spots, you know. Fundamentally, they were in the right spot, but they were just a step or two off. So, I mean, on film, very correctable, easy fix, should be better. You know, that's the thing that you got to like. And we talked about Travis Jones earlier. He's playing great. Jenkins, you know, those two guys, you can't move them. That's the thing. You can't move those guys. And, you know, 58, Brian, he's doing a decent job in there. He got a little pressure on one. And Urban doing his thing. But Ajabo doing a decent job in the run side, playing hard in the run. Pass, you're getting zero from him in the pass rush. But he's learning to play lower, keep his outside arm free. And same with Mike Green. Mike Green's getting better in the run game. I really like Jones. You know, I think Jones is adding a lot. So that defensive line, I think they're doing a really, really nice job. And we saw Jones showed his spin move back inside, you know, and he got a lot of pressures on a quarterback. So I think that signing really helped. He was better week two than in week one, you know, and I think he'll be even better against the Jets, you know, the more acclimated.
Are they moving him up and down the line?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they move him inside. They put him over to guard. Yeah. Like Bob on that 4th and 5 play, he was lined up inside.
Yeah, Draymond Jones we're talking about.
Yeah.
Not Draymond. Travis.
Number 41.
Yeah.
Number 41.
There you go.
Yes. So, yeah, they're moving him all over the place. So I really like the development. There's nobody up front that you say, like, you know, like you're talking about Voorhees, you know, you're talking right. Like that.
Yeah.
There's
negatively,
nobody.
You mean.
Right. All these guys seem to be trending upwards. You know, Green's getting better. Ajabo's, you know, before we were talking like trash about him. And now what can he do well? What can he add for us? He can add some run stuff for us, so that's what he's doing. You know, he's keeping Lawson down on the practice squad, it seems like. So, defensive front-wise, yes. And Bob, they're stunting and twisting and doing those types of things. And the secondary, we talked about Awuzie. I think Awuzie has been playing great. His coverage stuff is really good. His pedal plant drive good. He can find a football. If that would have been Brandon Stevens, that would have been a touchdown. We'd have been going to overtime. If that would have been Brandon Stevens, who would play this week? Q. And then I think Wiggins. Wiggins is, I thought in that game he was good. You know, he didn't really have any chances to tackle or to miss tackles. But his pedal plant and drive and stuff were excellent. His interception was good. And Malachi Starks, other than the one play where he missed the tackle. Oh, and he missed the blitz where Shadur's flipped around, you know, so he could have had a couple big plays there that he needs to make. If he makes those plays, you know, then that even helps the defense more. Gilman, I think Gilman's added a ton. You know, I think he just kind of calmed everything down and allowed people to be where they're at. But the whole key to this game and everything was Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton destroyed from inside, outside. I mean, they line him up on his line of scrimmage. He comes from behind to make plays in the run. They line him up over the center. He comes up inside, screws up the run. You know, he blitzes. You know, he beats the running back and the guard, sacks the quarterback. I mean, the guy was spectacular. Spectacular. And in reality, their offense scored 3 points. Their offense scored 3 points. So defensively was pretty good. The only thing that disappointed me a little bit was, I mean, they got the ball down to the 25-yard line on that last drive. That was the only disappointing thing. You know, they were bringing four. You know, and Shadur hit 44 deep in there, you know, for about an 18, 20-yard gain.
Oh, like, Fannin.
Yeah.
I like that guy, by the way.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on, what the hell? You know, then they start bringing some guys, and then they made some plays at the end. Awuzie and Roquan made plays. Now, Teddy Buchanan, I thought Teddy wasn't as active in the run stuff, but he made a nice one on the blitz and on the screen pass. Phenomenal read. You know, I don't think Simpson makes that play. You know, it was a good read. I think Roquan's playing fast and stuff. You know, he had a couple of linemen get up on him where he couldn't, you know, make the play where they gave up some crease runs and stuff. But overall, I see, you know, the defense, and especially with these offenses that are playing right now, it's kind of like, okay, we're playing the Jets, not great offense. And then we got the Bengals. We'll see who's playing quarterback or who's there or what, you know, but that'll be a good challenge for them.
A short week, too.
Yeah, good point. On a Thursday night, short week. And so, and then, you know, they just got to just keep getting better. And they are. I mean, I really like fundamentally. So all the coaches on defense, they're doing a fabulous job bringing these guys along and stuff, because it just seems like each guy's. And then like Keon Martin, you know, he comes in and is playing the nickel, bats two balls down, you know, and it has a sack, you know, so they didn't miss, you know, Marlon at all. The next man up, he did. So I really like, you know, and the confidence that the defense is playing with, you see it. Offensively, you don't see that confidence offensively.
And more frustration than anything else. So you gave the O a D. What are we giving the defense here?
I give the D, Bob, like a B+.
B+.
Yeah. I would have given them like an A. You know, there was some crease runs that they gave up. And I didn't like, you know, the last drive where they let him drive down so much with a rookie quarterback. I thought they would have got after his ass even more.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back NFL lunch on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Hear more from John Harbaugh. He'll be back at the mic later on this afternoon. Ravens back on the practice field coming up in a matter of minutes. At 1:15, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We'll preview week 12 of the NFL season with him, which starts tomorrow. Buffalo taking on Houston. And then our heroes of the week, National Football League Week 11, offense, defense, and rookie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.